Blog Talk Radio.
This is Delicious, your host of Delicious Talk, and today is a very, very special day for me as well as Smokey Robinson. Today is his birthday, and I'm here to celebrate it with him along with anybody who's listening. Hopefully there's a lot of people who listen. Hope there's a lot of people who love Smokey just as I do. And that song was Special Occasion, which he did in 1968. I'm going to read a little bit of history about Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson, African American singer, songwriter, and producer, held by some as the greatest living American songwriter. Motown star Smokey Robinson has been composing and singing rhythm and blues hits for more than three decades. William Smokey Robinson Jr. was born on February the 19th, 1940, in Detroit, Michigan, in the Ralph Brewster Ghetto, a poor and generally dangerous neighborhood. Young Smokey grew up listening to his mother's records, including the works of B.B. King, Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Sarah Vaughan, and Billy Eckstein. These black artists he commended in Rolling Stones, where the first inspirational thing I had. When Smokey was 10, his mother died, and his sister Geraldine took him in, raising him along with her 10 children. The family was poor but close-knit, and Robinson spent his youth writing songs and singing in local bands. Robinson would not consider a professional career until he graduated from high school. And even then, he tried barber school and courses in dentistry before giving his full attention to music. In 1954, he formed a rhythm and blues, a form of musical combining jazz, blues, and other musical styles, group called the Matadors. The name was changed to the Miracles 3 years later when a female singer, Claudette Rogers, joined the group. Rogers married Robinson in 1959. Smokey said, "I'm a stone romantic. I love love. I love dreaming about love, thinking about love, writing about love, singing about love. I love being in love. I fell in love early at age 14 with my childhood sweetheart, Claudette. I married her when I was 19. Wow, I really love that Smokey is so romantic. Just think if all men thought like him. Keeping Love on the Brain. That would really be good. Right now I'm going to get into one of his songs, Bad Girl, which came out in 1959.
She's not a bad girl because she made me
Robinson, Bad Girl. That song came out in 1959. I think I must have been around 10 years old when that song came out, but I definitely remember it like it was yesterday. With that being said, we're going to get right back into Mr. Robinson.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. But my mama told me, you better shop around.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Shop Around. That was out in 1960, and I think at that particular time was when I was really getting into Smokey. But this song that I'm going to play, I'm going to talk about that when I get back. That's Mickey's Monkey, and that was came out in 1963. And as you know, there was a lot of racial upsets back in the 60s. And on their album, they had a big gorilla representing them, because for music to pass over to the white stream, they if they saw, you know, that blacks had sang it, they wouldn't buy it. So that album, among other albums, had different things on it, so you couldn't see that black artists were singing it in order for it to pass over to white mainstream. But, you know, Smokey's been around for years and years, and I'm quite sure people would have accepted him regardless. I know I did. Okay, getting right back into it, I'm going to play another song. Thank you. Wow, that's Smokey Robinson, Quiet Storm, 1975. Kathy Hughes is a radio station owner here that also appears on TV One. She had a program dedicated to the Quiet Storm that Melvin Lindsay was a DJ, and it would come on at 7 o'clock on WOL radio station, and I listened to it faithfully until Melvin Lindsay died, and then Kevin Slow Jam and James took over. He's no longer with the radio station, but every time I would call for a dedication, Kevin Slow Jam and James always played it for me. There was one particular song that I really never got to hear on the radio, and I would call, and he would always play this song for me, and I would play it for you guys. And if you remember it, here it is. Listen to the words that Smokey sang. He said, don't give her up, because when you do, I will take her back. Woo, that's heavy. Okay, we're going to get right back into it with this song. And incidentally, Give Her Up, that came out in 1968, and that is one of my all-time favorites from Smokey. Here we go.
Oh,
That's I Gotta Dance to Keep from Crying. That's from 1963. This is the Delicious Talk Show, your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. If you're just tuning in, I'm celebrating Smokey Robinson's birthday. If you have a request, type it in the chat room or call in. If you have any stories, maybe you went to see him at concert or met him in person, call and we'll talk about that. Okay, I'm going to get right back into Smokey Robinson.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place. I've got
That's Just to See Her. That was in 1987. I think it was in 1965 or something like that. I went to the Howard, which is a historical landmark here in Washington, D.C., that's been closed, but they are attempting to open it back up. But anyway, once a month or so, they would have like the Motown Review, and it came to the Howard. And back in the day, it was no more than, I don't even think it was a dollar to get in. And we would all get together and, you know, go up to the Howard and see the shows and Motown Review and, you know, different artists that came to town. And this one particular time, Smokey had came, I guess, well, he came, just him and his group, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And this particular day, it was a snowstorm or something the day before, and snow was everywhere. So I got up to the Howard, stood in line. The line was way down the street, around the corner, somewhere up the block. When I got to the window to get my tickets, they sold out. I stood there and cried like a baby. After standing, my feet felt like two bricks of ice. It was freezing cold outside, and I get to the window, they sold out of tickets. So what I did was, they had like this little restaurant next to the Howard where it was called Cecilia's back in the day. And, you know, the stars would go over there and eat or whatever. So I went over there, and I, you know, was warming up, and I sat over there until the show was over. And Smokey and the Miracles came over to eat. Oh, my goodness. I went over to his table, and I told him what had happened. And he gave me his autograph on a napkin and told me whenever I come back to let them know that he said that I could get in, but I guess it was a joke, whatever. But that was maybe about the third time that I had encountered Smokey, because I had also seen him a few times on a dance show that we had here called Teenorama, and they had stars coming there. And Smokey has always been a fixture in my heart, always. And with that being said, we could get right back into another song by Smokey Robinson.
Treated you bad, you're my dear.
Guys, you're going to find out who's sitting around worrying their heads about what you're doing. Ooh, Smokey certainly did. That's Who's Loving You, 1960. Here we go again. Love somebody without liking them? I believe you can. You know why? Because Smokey said so. You Really Got a Hold on Me. That was 1962. I like that. Go-Go 1965, and I'm doing some hand dancing in my office with the doorknob. Hey, if you got a partner, get up and dance. It's Smokey Robinson's birthday.
But it's such a
Cookie said to think before you tell your love goodbye. That's A Fork in the Road. That was in 1965. Smokey's songs seem to have little lessons in them if you listen to them carefully and closely. I love his songs. That's a sad sight. Anyway, that was in 1967. The original title of that song before it became Tears of a Clown was Make It Happen. And we're going to make this happen.
Kisses of your heavenly captain in your false embrace.
That's The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage. That was in 1967. And this next song definitely, definitely is a Blue Light in the Basement special. Baby, 1965, and I have a little bit of information I'd like to put out there about Smokey. Okay, Smokey Robinson formed the Matadors in 1954 at Northern High School with friends Warren Moore, Bobby Rogers, Emerson Rogers, and Ronnie White. They became established in the Detroit club scene over the next 3 years and changed their name to the Miracles when Emerson's sister, Claudette, replaced him in the lineup when he went into the Army. The Miracles first met Berry Gordy in 1957 while auditioning for Jackie Wilson's manager. Jackie Wilson turned them down, but Berry saw potential in this group. In retrospect, this may have been the most important meeting in both men's lives. Smokey needed a mentor, and an outlet for his budding talents as a singer and songwriter. The ambitious Gordy needed someone with multifaceted music vision. Gordy encouraged and polished Robinson's songwriting, in particular in the early days, in which the Miracles were one of the many acts bridging the doo-wop and early soul eras. Berry helped them get a recording contract with the N label. The Miracles debuted with Got a Job, written by Berry, Smokey, and Billy Davis in 1958. It is a hit locally but did not gain national attention. When Berry Gordy set up the Motown label, the Miracles are one of the first acts to sign. Their first release on the Motown label, Way Over There, didn't go anywhere, but their second effort, Shop Around, became a huge hit, making it number 2 on the United States charts. This release not only put the Miracles in the national spotlight, but Motown as well, as this was Motown's first million-dollar seller. Over the next 7 years, the Miracles experienced great success. They became the first Motown act to appear on ABC TV's American Bandstand in February 1961. and continue to top the charts with songs You Really Got a Hold on Me, Mickey's Monkey, Going to a Go-Go, and I Second That Emotion. Smokey and Claudette married on November the 7th, 1959, and eventually had two children, Barry and Tamla. Claudette performed with the Miracles until 1964, when she retired to take care of her family, although she continued to record with the Miracles. That's a bit of history, Smokey Robinson. I have a little more, but I'll read that a little later. I also had Smokey Robinson's autobiography, a book that I put out back in 1976 or something like that. And Claudette had suffered seven miscarriages, but they were very fortunate and blessed. She finally had some type of a surgery because I think her pelvis was causing her to have the miscarriages, but they were blessed with two children, like Barry and Tamla. So with that being said, let's get right back into Smokey's music.
I don't care what they say.
He don't care what nobody think, what nobody say or do. All he want to do is be with you. That's Being With You, 1981. And here you go. Did you get your lesson out of that song, What's So Good About Goodbye, 1961? Come to think of it, goodbye is so final and so is farewell. How about see you later? I'll be back. Something like that. Get these little lessons out of these songs that Smokey's singing because they're definitely giving them out.
Oh,
That Second That Emotion, 1967. Okay, Smokey Robinson was extremely active at Motown as a songwriter and a producer for other acts. The number one singles, My Guy, Mary Wells, and My Girl, The Temptations, were both Robinson's songs and productions. The latter with fellow Miracle Ronnie White, and Smokey also did some excellent work with the Marvelettes and Marvin Gaye. In 1967, the Miracles became Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and continued topping the charts with Baby, Baby, Don't Cry and Tears of a Clown. Smokey left Miracles in 1972 to spend more time with his family. Billy Griffin was named as his replacement at the Carter Baron Amphitheater in Washington, D.C. on July 12 during the group's farewell tour. 3 years later, Smokey began working on his solo career. Okay, now, Smokey co-wrote and wrote some songs, and I'm going to play the song that he wrote for Mary Wells. It's My Guy.
Do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a spell to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
That's Mary Wells, My Guy, and that was a song that was written by Smokey Robinson. We're going to get right back into Smokey Robinson with this song. can depend on me. That's Smokey Robinson, 1959. This next song that I'm going to play kind of snuck up on me because I don't think, well, Smokey didn't write this one, but he's singing it, and it definitely sounds good.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Okay, as I mentioned, that one snuck up on me. I don't even know what year he did that, but the Righteous Brothers had did it. I heard the Righteous Brothers sing it, and I really got to say, I give Smokey his props for doing that over. Not to take anything from the Righteous Brothers, but Smokey just really knocked it out of the ballpark as far as I am concerned. Okay, we're down almost to the wire. I'm going to play one last song. Hopefully I get it all the way through. if not, my next show on the 25th, I'm having Malika Dozier, which is an independent distributor for Organic Gold. Hope to see you guys then. Then I'll be getting into my March shows. You can check my board for any upcoming shows. Thanks, everybody, for coming, dropping in. I'd like to say thanks to Dennis Lantham, guest 31057, guest 3394, Tammy Jones, who stopped in, and, you know, everybody who's listening via the phone or just listening through your computer and not logged in. I appreciate you coming in and sharing Smokey's birthday with me. See you guys on my next show, which will be February the 25th. Like I said, that's Malika Dozier, the independent distributor for Organic Gold. And you like to come and listen to that show because she's going to give up a lot of information as far as being working for yourself and, you know, being independent. So with that being said, I'm going to put this last song on, and you guys have a great night. Thank you. Smokey Robinson, Would I Love You, 1965. Good night, everybody.